Had it been anyone but Sally Montgomery, he would have waited until morning. But he'd known Sally for years, and he knew she was strong. The Valium had calmed her down and would keep her calm. "Sometimes they do," he said softly. "It's called sudden infant death syndrome. That's what Mark Malone thinks happened to Julie."
"Oh, God,"
Steve Montgomery said. He saw Julie's face, her dancing eyes and smiling mouth, her tiny hands reaching for him, grasping his finger with all her own, laughing and gurgling. And then nothing. Tears began running down his face. He did nothing to wipe them away. As the spring dawn crept over Eastbury, Steve Montgomery stood up and went to the window. He and Sally were in the living room, where they'd been all the long night, neither of them wanting to go to bed, neither of them willing to face whatever thoughts might come in the darkness. But now the darkness was gone, and Steve wandered around the room, turning off the lamps.
"Don't," Sally whispered. "Please don't."
Understanding her, Steve turned the lights back on, then went back to sit beside her once more, holding her close against him, neither of them speaking, but drawing strength from each other's presence. After a while, there was a sound from upstairs, and then footsteps coming down the stairs. A moment later, Sally's mother was in the room. She paused, then came to the sofa and drew Sally into her arms.
"My poor baby," she said softly, her voice soothing. "Oh, my poor baby. What happened? Sally, what happened?"
Her mother's voice seemed to trigger something in Sally, and her tears, the tears that should have been drained from her hours earlier, began to flow once more. She leaned against her mother, her body heaving with her sobs. Over her daughter's head, Phyllis Payne's eyes met her son-in-law's.
"What happened, Steve?" she asked.
"What happened to my grand..."